Welcome and blessed Sabbath, dear family, and those listening on the phone, welcome, blessed Sabbath. We will be beginning the children's Sabbath school lesson, and at this moment, we will be asking any of the dear family that would like to be able to have open prayer. Will you please come up to the mic?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I thank you for this beautiful Sabbath. Thank you for God. I thank you for protecting us, and thank you for all the stuff we have. I thank you for this wonderful Sabbath. I thank you for all the stuff that I created. I thank you for this wonderful day. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. The scripture that we'll begin our study is quoted from 1 Corinthians 7:24. Brethren, let every man wherein he's called therein abide with God. This week, boys and girls, we finish our lessons on the work and the life in Christ Jesus. As we begin our lessons for today, if any of the dear family would like to take the mic and be able to read the following verses, Bobola.
Isaiah 54:13.
And all
thy children
shall be taught of
the Lord,
and the great
shall be
the peace
of thy children.
Did you want to keep reading, or you want to let someone else read?
I want to keep reading.
Okay. Colossians 3:23.
And whosoever
Do it
heartily
as to the Lord
and not unto men.
You want to keep going?
Okay.
Ecclesiastes 9:10.
Whatsoever
thy hand
findeth to do,
do it
with thy might.
For there is no
work,
nor device,
nor knowledge,
nor wisdom,
in the grave,
whether thou goest. And you want to finish complete?
Yes. And then read there.
You want to read? Well, you want to give someone else a chance? Well, let's just stop at Luke. We're going to read at Luke, okay? And finish. Luke 10:27.
And he answering said,
Thou shalt love the Lord,
thy God with all thy heart,
and with all thy soul,
and with all thy strength,
and with all thy mind,
and thy neighbor,
as thyself. Amen. You can say amen.
Amen.
Romans 12:11. Not slothful in
business,
fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
Amen. And Philippians 2:15. That ye may.
That ye made.
Be blameless.
Be blameless.
And harmless.
And harmless.
The sons.
The sons.
Of God.
Of God.
Without rebuke.
Without rebuke.
In the midst.
In the midst.
Of a crooked.
Of a crooked.
And perverse.
And laborious.
Perverse.
Worse.
Nation.
Nation.
Among whom.
Among whom.
He shines.
He shines.
As light.
As light.
In the world.
In the world.
Amen.
Amen. 16. Moving to 16.
Holding forth.
Holding forth the world of word of life, that I may
rejoice
in the days of Christ, that I have not run in vain,
neither
labored in vain.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, little ones. It's such a blessing to hear your little voices. It just makes your heart so glad. Now, anyone, their family would like to take the next paragraph. May you please come up to the mic. We will continue in Step to Christ, chapter 8, pages 80 to 83.
If you will go to work as Christ designs that his disciples shall, and win souls for him, you will feel the need of a deeper experience and a greater knowledge in divine things, and will hunger and thirst after righteousness. You will plead with God, and your faith will be strengthened, and your soul will drink deeper draughts at the well of salvation. Encountering oppositions and trials will drive you to the Bible and prayer. You will grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ and will develop a rich experience.
The spirit of unselfish labor for others gives depth, stability, and Christ-like lovingness to the character and brings peace and happiness to its possessor. The aspirations are elevated. There is no room for sloth or selfishness. Those who thus exercise the Christian graces will grow and will become strong to work for God. They will have clear spiritual perceptions, a steady, growing faith, and an increased power in prayer. The Spirit of God, moving upon their spirit, calls forth the sacred harmonies of the soul in answer to the divine touch. Those who thus devote themselves to unselfish effort for the good of others are most surely worth working out their own salvation.
Steps to Christ, page 80, paragraph 3. The only way to grow in grace is to be disinterestedly doing the very work which Christ has enjoined upon us to engage to the extent of our ability in helping and blessing those who need the help we can give them. Strength comes by exercise. Activity is the very condition of life. Those who endeavor to maintain Christian life by passively accepting the blessings that come through the means of grace and doing nothing for Christ are simply trying to live by eating without working.
And in the Steps to Christ, page 83, and in the
spiritual,
as in the
natural
work this world, this
always
results in
degeneration
and
decay.
Amen. Who
would refuse
to
exercise
his
limbs
were
would
soon lose all perish
power
to us
to use
and to use them
Thus the Christian.
Thus the Christian.
Who will not exercise.
Will not exercise.
His God-given.
His God-given.
Powers.
Powers.
Not only fails.
Not only fails.
To grow up into Christ.
And grow up into Christ.
But he loses.
But he loses.
The strength.
The strength.
That he already had.
That he already has.
Steps to Christ.
Steps to Christ.
Page 80.
Page 80.
Paragraph 3.
Paragraph 3.
Steps to Christ, page 81, paragraph 1. The Church of Christ is God's appointed agency for the salvation of men. Its mission is to carry the gospel to the world, and the obligation rests upon all Christians. Everyone, to the extent of his talent and opportunity, is to fulfill the Savior's commission. The love of Christ, revealed to us, makes us debtors to all who know him not. God has given us light, not for ourselves alone, but to shed upon them.
Praise the Lord. Now, boys and girls, what would happen if a Christian refuses to exercise his God-given powers? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
He loses the strength that he already has.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So the Christian who will not exercise his God-given powers not only fails to grow up into Christ, but he loses the strength that he already has. Let's pray, praise the Lord, and sing along this song to help us to understand the principles that we must live by. And it goes like this. It is a universal principle that whenever one refuses to use his God-given powers, these powers decay and perish. These powers decay and perish. Truth that is not living, that is not important, loses his life-giving powers. Truth that is not living, that is not important, loses his healing virtue. Acts and the Apostle 2:6 loses his God-given powers. So praise the Lord, little one. Don't forget to use the powers that the Lord has commissioned in your life. If anyone of the Dare family would like to take the next paragraph, please bubble up.
Steps to Christ.
Steps to Christ.
Page 81.
Page 81.
2-3.
2-3.
Oh, chapters 2-3. If the followers of Christ.
If the followers of Christ.
Were awake to duty.
Were awake to duty.
There would be thousands.
There would be thousands.
Where there is one today.
Where there is one today.
Proclaiming.
Proclaiming.
The gospel in heathen lands.
The gospel in heathen lands.
And all who could not personally engage.
And all who cannot personally engage.
In the work.
In the work.
Would yet sustain it.
Would yet sustain it.
With their means.
With their means.
Their sympathy.
Their sympathy.
And their prayers.
And their prayers.
And there would be far more.
And there would be far more.
Earnest labor.
Earnest labor.
For souls.
For souls.
In the Christian countries.
In the Christian countries.
Amen.
Amen.
Step to Christ, page 81.2-3. When we need not go to heathen lands or even leave the narrow circle of the home, it is there that our duty lies in order to work for Christ. We can do this in the home circle, in the church, among those with whom we associate and with whom we do business.
Steps to Christ, page 81, paragraph 4. The greater part of our Savior's life on earth was spent in patient toil in the carpenter's shop at Nazareth. Ministering angels attended the Lord of life as he walked side by side with peasants and laborers, unrecognized and unhonored. He was as faithfully fulfilling his mission while working at his humble trade as when he healed the sick or walked upon the storm-tossed waves of Galilee. So in the humblest duties and lowliest positions of life, we may walk and work with Jesus.
Steps of Christ, page 82, paragraph 1. The Apostle says, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with God. 1 Corinthians 7:24. The businessman may conduct his business in a way that will glorify his master because of his fidelity. If he is the true follower of Christ, he will carry his religion into everything that is done and reveal to men that the Spirit of Christ. The mechanic may be a diligent and faithful representative of him who toiled in the lowly walk of life among the hills of Galilee. Everyone who names the name of Christ should so work that others, by seeing his good works, may be led to glorify their Creator and Redeemer. Amen. Steps of Christ, page 82, paragraph 1.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, boys and girls, do we need to go to heathen lands or leave our home circle in order to work for Christ? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little one.
Say no.
No!
Okay. Read that part. And if the answer is no,
we can't do this in our home
circle.
Among our
home church brethren.
Home church brother.
Among those.
With whom.
We associate.
And with whom.
We do business.
Steps of Christ, page 82.2. May have excused themselves from rendering their gifts to the service of Christ because others will possess a superior endowments and advantages. The opinion has prevailed that only those who are especially talented are required to consecrate their abilities to the service of God. It has come to be understood by many that talents are given to only a certain favored class to the exclusion of others who, of course, are not called upon to share in the toils or the rewards. But it is not so represented in the parable. When the master of the house called his servants, he gave to every man his work.
Steps of Christ, page 83.1. With a loving spirit, we may
perform
life
humblest
duties as to the Lord.
Colossians 3:23.
If the love of God is in the
heart,
it will be
manifested
in the life, the
sweet
favor of Christ will
surround
us and or
our
influence will
elevate
and please
and bless.
You are not to wait
for great occasions
or
to expect
extraordinary
abilities
before you go
to work for God
you need
not have
a thought
of what the world
will think
of you
if your daily life
is a testimony
to the purity
and sincerity
of your faith
and others
are convinced
that you
desire
to benefit them The benefit them.
The benefit.
The benefit.
Them.
Them.
Your efforts.
Your efforts.
Will not.
Will not.
Be wholly lost.
Be wholly lost.
Steps to Christ, page 83, paragraph 1.
Steps to Christ, page 83, paragraph 2. The humblest and poorest of the disciples of Jesus can be a blessing to others. They may not realize that they are doing any special good, but by their unconscious influence, they may start waves of blessing that will widen and deepen, and the blessed results they may never know until the day of final reward. They do not feel or know that they are doing anything great. They are not required to weary themselves with anxiety about success. They have only to go forward quietly, doing faithfully the work that God's providence assigns, and their life will not be in vain. Their own souls will be growing more and more into the likeness of Christ. They are workers together with God in His life, in this life, and are thus fitting for the higher work and the unshadowed joy of the life to come.
Praise the Lord for all the participation in the little ones and also the mommies and daddies. Boys and girls, if the love of God is in the heart, where will it be manifested and what can it do? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
It will be manifested in the life as a sweet savor from Christ to surround us and influence to elevate and bless others. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, let's sing of Christ's self-sacrificing love together.
I will reach where you reach, loving kindness in my touch. I'll be His healing hand to everyone. My feet are the Lord's. I'll reach. How can you walk with the fool? I will go where he will go. Bless you, Father, I do. Oh, dear, I'll walk where I never walked before. Help me, Lord, let me give to my neighbor what you would give if you were. Help me, God, and live so my neighbor will know that you are all in me. My mouth is always round. How can this voice be heard? I will stay what you will say, speaking love and love and shame. And everyone who's known, hear His word.
So remember, little ones, let's praise the Lord for His life and all the little things that we do. Just remember that we're doing all things to the Lord, and we also showing Christ with everything that we do. Now, next week, we'll begin a new chapter entitled The Knowledge of God. Now, anyone of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, please come up to the mic.
Father God, thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for this wonderful trouble that we had this morning.
Amen. So next Sabbath will be chapter 10, and knowledge of God. that will be on Sabbath, June 15, 2013. Have a blessed rest of the day, dear family, and I hope and pray that you was blessed with all that you have learned. Just take the time, and at this moment, they have activity that has been made for you. I hope and pray that the activity will be a blessing, and you will get to learn new words, where as you read the Bible, you could be able to understand the meaning. May you be blessed, and have a blessed Sabbath. At this moment, also, we would like to thank all the brethren that took part in putting such a beautiful presentation, and may God bless all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.